last week, City Council of Costa Mesa approved a plan that would train Costa Mesa police to enforce federal immigration law. The plan was scaled back from an original proposal that would have allowed patrol officers to actually detain immigrants first stopped for minor offenses such as jaywalking or soliciting day labor. The United States Congress passed Section 287G of an amendment to the 1996 Immigration and Nationality Act. And the agreement allows, or the act, I should say, allows local municipalities to enter into written agreements with the federal government to allow qualified personnel at the local level to function as immigration officers. And so now we have, in essence, the city council, we have the Costa Mesa police acting as federal immigration agents. At least we have just cleared the way. Here to talk about issues concerning this, as well as some events planned for tomorrow, is local activist Coyote, and he is going to tell us about the city council meeting, about some marches and protests going on tomorrow. Coyote, are you with us today?
Yes.
Hi, thank you so much for being with us this morning on Justice or Just Us. Could you give some background to exactly what's going on in the city of Costa Mesa?
Well, yes, I would like to start by saying that, like, you know, there is a little history with the city of Costa Mesa. Back in March, the city of Costa Mesa also, for those that don't know, voted to close the day labor center, which obviously is going to leave a lot of people without basically a job. And these people are going to be unemployed, which means that, you know, it's going to increase. You know, if people don't have jobs, you know, it's going to be most likely they're going to start doing other things that are not, you know, very productive.
What was the rationale for closing the day labor center? And for those listeners, could you just describe, you know, what a day labor center does?
Okay, well, basically the day labor center was like, you know, to provide jobs for people who needed them in an ordinary way. Like, people went there and, you know, and there was, like, a system there for, like, other people who, you know, wanted, like, you know, if you wanted your, you know, whatever, you wanted someone to paint your house or help you with little stuff here and there, like, you know, old women and, like, citizens just in general, like, couldn't do certain things. They just went there and, like, you know, people got hired for a day or whatever and, you know, that's pretty much the whole idea. They just went there to get help, and they got help in an ordinary, orderly way. I think what happened was that, if I'm not mistaken, the mayor, well, actually not the mayor, the council member, I think his name was Mohanan, he said that the whole purpose, or because he's the one that proposed the actual closing, is that he wanted, or he saw that there will be a good way to, he cited the improvement of the west side, which is where the day laborers is located at. And they said, they claimed it was underused. So basically they bought it to close it, and it's ready to close on December the 31st, I think.
So just to give some background, so clearly then a day labor center provides, you know, when we say temporary, we're not talking about a temp agency, we're talking about maybe a day or two job, whether it's construction, whether it's, as you said, painting a house or landscaping. And so clearly the clientele that a day labor center caters to are people who are probably going to be immigrants.
Most likely, yes.
Immigrants or maybe people who are homeless or people who don't quite have the financial roots in the community in a quote-unquote traditional sense.
Yeah, correct. That's exactly what the whole deal is.
And so the rationale for closing the day labor center was an attempt to clean up that side of Costa Mesa?
Yeah, well, like, this is my personal opinion, and this is how I see it. I see, like, you know, the closing of the day labor, and you know, now the enforcement of it, like, by the city police, by making them to get training to enforce immigration law. I see it like just like a plot in how, you know, Mayor Alan Mansour and the other person, which are Mohanan, are trying to gentrify the west side of the city of Costa Mesa. You know, these attacks, I feel like they're like attacks against, like, immigrants in the whole community, like, you know, from Costa Mesa, which actually is 32.8% of the people of Costa Mesa, according to the 2000 census. You know, they're like people who descend from people who speak Spanish, or you know, what is so-called Latinos, quote unquote.
Okay.
So, you know, like, I think it's very funny that, you know, these things, although they're saying it's not, you know, it's not a racial issue, the people who are being affected the most are especially these people.
Right. Whether race is the driving factor becomes kind of secondary when the primary outcome is one that has a disparate effect on people of color.
Exactly.
And just so we know, we're talking about City Council Member Gary Monahan.
Yeah, I think that's his name. I don't.
Yeah,
know.
He's the mayor pro tem of.
Yeah, exactly, Gary Monahan. Yeah.
Yes. Okay. So, what is the current arrangement that the City Council has allowed the Costa Mesa Police Department to buy into?
Well, this is kind of one of the things that it's like, kind of like, you know, has the community kind of like, you know, with the big question mark over their heads. It's like, we're not exactly sure what's the deal, because they're saying that, you know, that they're going to wait and see if they're supposed to be training the City Council, no, not City Council. They're going to get the training by ICE, right? And supposed to have, like, only apply to people who are inside, like, the jail personnel inside, like, the custodial.
Right.
And, you know, that's what kind of it's making it kind of weird, because people, there's one version is saying that, you know, actually the field officers are. But in reality, I'm sure that it's not the field officers, because that's what Alan Mansour wanted to, you know, seek. Like, although the ISIS has, you know, declared that they want just to focus on, like, the jail personnel inside when, like, you know, when any person gets arrested or such thing like that. But Alan Mansour has expressed interest in actually getting the field personnel to be trained in enforcing immigration law, which, you know, if you think about it, is kind of scary.
Yeah, there's actually, initially the proposal was to allow patrol officers act as immigration officers. That did not pass last week, but what did is allowing, as you say, jail personnel to receive training so that they could perform certain functions of immigration officers. Also scaled back was a decision, what was a proposal allowing patrol officers to question individuals' residency status based on traffic stops, jaywalking, and the like. And now it's limited to people suspected of felonies.
Yeah, you said something very important, like suspected of felonies. You know, that's got to be clarified. I don't see, like, you know, how does a suspected of a felony look like? You know what I'm saying? Like, of breaking the immigration law. That's what exactly it's saying, if I'm not mistaken. And also, like, you know, the jail personnel and certain investigators are allowed to enforce immigration, although those are the ones who are getting trained.
Well, let me ask you this, just to, you know, to play devil's advocate here. If somebody is suspected of a felony, I mean, certainly the Costa Mesa police aren't going to, you know, just drive around and pull someone off the street and say that they're a suspect in a felony case, are they?
Well, this is what the actual proposal says. Let me have it right in front of me. Like, this is the what we call the actual
the agenda report.
Exactly. I'm just trying to look for that part that says that they actually want the city police jail inside. This is kind of like the way it's going to work, according to this
according to the city council agenda report.
Exactly. Basically, I think, I'm not sure if this is, because I don't want to misinterpret what they're saying.
Right.
But let me see, I swear
while you're looking for that, I want to remind listeners that they're in tune to KUCI in Irvine. This is Justice or Just Us. We're taking a look at steps by the city of Costa Mesa to allow its police force to perform certain functions of immigration officers. This is one step in a line of policy changes that seem to be targeting people of color, particularly the Hispanic community in Costa Mesa. Back in March, the city council voted to close down a day labor center, arguing that they wanted to, quote unquote, clean up that side of Costa Mesa. Now the city council has passed proposal allowing the Costa Mesa Police Department, at least certain officers, to perform functions as an immigration officer. And I think it's interesting that this particular step comes in the wake of September the 11th and this whole conflation of immigration with terrorism. Could you comment on that a bit?
Yeah, I just wanted to read what the actual
sure.
proposal says. It says, the enforcement of immigration laws within the jail will require custody officers to take the time to properly seek out and identify immigration law violations committed by booked arrestees. If a custody officer determines a potential violation of federal immigration law, that officer is required to complete the necessary documentation. See, the question is, like, you know, how does this officer determine the potential violation of immigration law?
That's the key issue. The key issue is, will somebody with white skin be suspected of violating immigration law? Or will this policy, you know, only target people of color, whether Hispanic or whether, Arab or what?
Yeah, that's the thing, you know, like when somebody tells me, you know, there's an, I mean, for me, like when it says, like somebody that is violating, immigration law, you know, considering that 31.8% of the people who are in Costa Mesa are like, you know, make up the, so, quote-unquote, Hispanic population, like, you know, when I think of an immigrant, I think of a Mexican, you know, I think of a person brown, I don't think of a white person, I don't think of Canadian or any other racial group, you know?
Right.
So it's kind of funny, you know?
What about the fact that all of this seems to be coming during a political climate where controlling the borders has been linked to the war on terror? Could you comment on that a bit?
On that, like, everything seems to be in some way connected. I don't know, like, if it's necessarily, a consequence of, like, you know, too much people coming into the country, like the flow of immigrants growing, and or is it really like, you know, they're trying to protect the United States or the country but are they trying to protect us from, like, you know, immigrants, or like are there, I mean, they're trying to portray us as like something bad for our country, that here we are, like, you know, trying to take our job, trying to take the jobs of the natives here, and you know the way that, you know, the media keeps shaping the opinion of, like, the illegal immigration. It's like, okay, they're here and they're taking advantage of our social services, of our, you know, like, schools, and, you know, even there's myths that suggest that, you know, these people come here in this country and, like, you know, they don't pay taxes, you know, different things. But, you know, just to clarify, like, you know, I think that, you know, it's very contradictory that, you know, this country is saying that we have, like, you know, our broken immigration law, but you have these people coming in, but there's a reason why they're coming in, because they keep hiring them here.
Yeah, it's not like, you know, I remember when Peter Camejo was running for governor, he kept talking about this idea of referring to people as illegal immigrants. Well, we know where they are. We're certainly not rushing out and arresting them. We know what jobs they're performing. I mean, so it's this, you know, contradictory thing where we want individuals to perform the work that, you know, middle-class America isn't willing to do. And at the same time, we try to demonize individuals and keep them from asserting their rights. So we're pretty much creating this acceptable, you know, class-based system where exploitation falls on people of color.
Exactly. And just to add, like, you know, that's where we, you know, come into this picture of, you know, to being classified of as terrorists, you know, like, you know, we are according to the law, we are breaking it, you know, we are coming into this country, according to them, that is the United States, like, and the government, we're coming in here illegally. But then again, they are hiring us. We do pay taxes. We are, like, since World War II, we've been an important part of the economy. We're, like, the backbone of the economy. And, like, basically what this type of, all this type of, like, laws that have been, you know, proposed is pretty much saying, you know, you can do the dirty work for us, but, you know, whenever we want, we could just kick you out.
Right. Well, let's take a look at this from a criminal justice perspective. What impact do you think this is going to have on relations between the Hispanic community and the Costa Mesa Police Department?
Okay, basically right now, the Costa Mesa City Police Department and the community, the immigrant community, have a very good or somewhat good relationship. And I think this type of proposal and the actual law that passed, it's gonna break the shaky bond they already have. You see what I'm saying?
Is this gonna, you know, one of the concerns I think that a lot of people have is that it is going to put a chill within the Hispanic community when it comes to calling the police to report crime if the police are going to be in a position to act as immigration agents.
Yeah, another thing that I would like to add to that, not only would they, like, you know, for instance, let's say, just to illustrate here, I said if you were my wife and I was your husband, and, you know, one day after work I decided just to, you know, just because I had a long day and you didn't cook my favorite food, and I just decided to beat you up, you know, and then are you going to be, like, you know, ready to call the cops on me? You know, this against women who suffer from domestic violence. I mean, we already know, it's well known that the biggest disadvantage of undocumented workers is fear, the fear of being deported and being separated from their families. You know, this type of thing, you know, we need to look at it and be very critical, because, you know, it does foster more fear amongst the community, especially women that, you know, suffer from domestic violence. How are they going to be, like, you know, ready to report, you know, that? Like, something that has to do with also, I think, in a way, with human rights, you know.
Right, right. Well, you have some events planned for tomorrow. Could you tell our listeners what's taking place tomorrow in Costa Mesa?
Sure. There's a demonstration march and another protest basically being organized. We're going to meet from 2, or we're going to be actually at the corner of Bristol and Sunflower in the city of Costa Mesa, where South Coast Plaza is located at. I think that's 33 Bristol Street. We're going to be there having a protest for about an hour or so, and then we're going to start marching from there to the city council and the police department of Costa Mesa, where we will hand out our demand and our what we want the city council to do. And we're actually in the process of starting a letter campaign to the city council to to tell them that the city and the immigrant community and other people are not happy with the vote that to close the day labor center and to have immigration officers enforce immigration law.
Okay.
City police, I'm sorry.
And if individuals want more information on this march, where can they go?
They can either go to send me an email or call my cell phone, which will be available. My email will be, I'll say it and then I'll spell it out.
Okay.
Matlacinca@hotmail.com. That is M as in Mario, A as in Anaheim, T as in Taco, L as in Loco, A as in Amalia, Z as in Zorro, I as in Inca, N as in November, K as in Kilo, and A as in Amalia, and at hotmail.com.
Okay, and your cell phone number?
And my cell phone number is 714-299-8817.
Great, and it is tomorrow at 3 p.m. Between Bristol and Sunflower, which is 3333 Bristol Street in Costa Mesa. And there'll be a march and protest to protest the attack on immigrants' rights. Coyote, thank you so much for being with us this morning. Is there anything else you want to add?
Yeah, I just want to, this type of proposals and the whole deal with getting rid of like all of us. I guess it's something that will definitely affect not only the immigrant community but also like the people who are not immigrants or that are natives to or they're U.S. citizen. It will affect them too.
Right. Anybody of color, legal or otherwise.
Yeah, you just have to take a look at the economy and how it works, I guess, and you see that we are a fundamental part of the economy, and we contribute a lot. So
great,
consider that.
Well, we will continue to follow this story, and I want to thank you so much for being with us so early this morning.
Too.
Thank you very much.